another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Holy Twin Cities Tank today. I'm Pete. Over there is Mr. Brent.
Twin Cities time.
Oh, yes. We got some things going on. I bought an iPod. Now we're recording the show on it today. See how it goes. Maybe it'll sound like shit. Maybe not. We also have softcore porn going on the TV. There's plenty of...
Eating pussy, listening to the iPod.
Is that guy eating pussy? Now like, she's just laying on the bed. Well, all right. Well, I also have a cold today, so I'm not on the ball. Just not there.
I ate a bunch of meatballs. Now I'm really full.
You did?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Look, if this sounds like shit, call Steve Jobs and whine to him about it.
No. Oh, my God. He's definitely eating a vagina.
Yeah. Maybe he's sucking her dick.
Wow. Okay.
Stay focused on the podcast.
I'm sorry. There's just a lot of fucking muff chowing going on.
He will not get his head out of her crotch.
And he's just like, yeah.
You know when they do softcore? I don't know this for sure, but I think when they do softcore, they shoot it from like different angles. One where you see dicks going in, one where like the chick like puts her hand in the way, so you don't see dicks going in. Like,
right, so they can multi-purpose it, I guess.
But like, I think like, I wonder if on a lot of these, like the chicks are actually just trannies. It's like that's why they cover up their box or their dick when the guy's munching on it.
Yeah.
So you could actually do like one camera shoots tranny porn for all the fucking tranny fetish people out there, and then one just shoots a guy with his head like twisting and turning in some girl's lap. Use your imagination.
Sure.
I like to think that he's sucking on her dick.
Yeah. I can see that.
Grow up.
No. Anyway. Look, I'm 30. I am grown up. Okay.
We mentioned it briefly last week, but Pete turned 30.
Maybe you don't know as much about life, but in pornography because you're not 30 yet, like I am. But you know, you'll get there. It's okay.
What have you learned being 30? What's the biggest thing you've learned?
I can't even explain it to you, Brent. Your world just fucking opens up like a nightmare.
Wow. Well, we'll pretend that we're sitting at a bar, and I'm thinking about maybe turning 30 someday.
Uh-huh.
You want to give me some pointers on how to properly turn 30? What would you tell me?
It's sort of like being in love. You just can't explain it until you're there.
So it's like being either it's like a Christian thing then?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't exist.
It's like a Christian thing then?
Right. Well, cool. Yes.
God's a fag. God's a fag and you're all a bunch of cunts. Pete did turn 30 and... I think we tried to celebrate last week.
Sure.
Should we
regale this by turning it directly into taking care of bullshit?
Yeah, let's take care of this bullshit real quick. This is going to be directed almost, it's going to sound like it's going to be directed at almost entirely at females, and it kind of is. But how do we narrow this down? We're both in the same boat on this. How do we narrow this down so it's a feasible, actual, tangible thing?
Well, it's this notion that it's kind of like this hyper PC, like basically what happened on my birthday. I'm not going to name names or anything, but this is, you know, a common occurrence. I've heard it before. You made some, not even like a gay joke, maybe just like
I could have
a comment
saying could have been
like
anything.
You wanted to fuck me or something
like
that.
Sure, which I do, still.
I hope so.
I've never fucked a 30-year-old before.
Well, let me tell you, from experience, you will learn. If you even make like this slightly gay comment, you become the biggest homophobe and you're a big gay.
What it is, it's this pseudo-intellectual, like, liberated female notion, and it doesn't have to be female, but it almost always is, this thing where, you know, no matter what angle you look at it from, you know, if I come at you with a very aggressive male stance, that means I'm overcompensating and I'm gay, or if I'm wearing, like, a paisley shirt, I'm gay. No matter what it is, it's the fallout plan of the person that runs out of the person that loves to argue but runs out of shit to argue about. And that's what I can't remember. Like, I guess I can't remember how it started, but I said something to some chick somewhere on earth I said something in front of some chick about either sucking a dick or being a maybe I said the fag or something like that, and it sparked the one of the most unfounded, uncreative bullshit sophomore at college conversations I've ever been in my life.
Right.
And bear in mind, this is all happening at a fucking birthday party. Like, and this is somebody who's not even peripherally invited to this thing, that was just there, that's took it upon herself. And this is just, I don't know, 10 times in my life maybe I've gotten into the conversation similar to this, where I just kind of get myself into it because I'm interested to see how awfully dumb it's gonna get. And it's always a girl who's not really attractive, but to some people she's fuckable, and who has a tomboyish kind of look to her because it's, you know, more natural and organic, but actually it's a really contrived look. It's just it's a stereotypical type of just out of college, super at book smart, not worldly and fucking annoying type of chick. I can't even remember what got us to this place, but the conversation turned, and this is again on Pete's fucking birthday.
Well, I'm not so concerned about that, or even specifically talking shit about this chick, but just the whole notion of just, like, I understand the, if you're looking at, like, the politicians who are, like, the most outspoken about gays, and then, sure,
right,
those people who are actually making an active point of view to be over extreme in their, like, anti-gay point of view, and then they end up being gay. Like,
and people,
that to me seems like more tangible than just, you know, somebody making a gay joke and then oh my god, you're gay, just like that gay politician. Like, even a guy I work with, he'll make like super homophobic comments all the time, but I honestly just chalk it up to him being from a rural area.
Sure.
Like, he, you know, it's not like he's
not
gay
everything
bashing
is fucking mean. Not right. Every, like,
it's not like he's going out and fucking, like, trying
Matthew
to
shepherding everyone.
Yeah, he's not trying to change the policies. He's not beating the shit out of gays. He's not, like, championing it in the street. He just goes, ugh.
But even that, though, like, if you're gonna fucking hate something, hate it. Like, if you're gonna not like something, just go whole hog and not like it. There's, like, this ambiguity about the gay panic, gay accusation thing. And what you're doing, like, what this chick, like, I think it started because we were talking about how gross dicks were. And if you don't think dicks are gross, there's something wrong with you. Just kidding. That's the kind of comment I'm talking about. But that's obviously said in jest to my friends. Hey, look, we all got gross dicks because we're 30. Well, Pete is 30.
Well, but, the other part of that was that she just flat out couldn't understand sarcasm.
Right, and that was a problem. But what sparked the whole thing was I said, "God, dicks! I don't even like looking at my own dick," which immediately sparked, "Oh, dude, you're so gay." So I was like, "Okay." And what that's doing, which is really fucked up about it, is she's calling the shots on who's gay and who's not. But because she's so, like, because she's a chick, it's not. There's no malice in it. Like, she's a chick, so she's like, oh, I can say whatever I want. It's not mean. But so she's, by playing the role of, like, being the gay referee of who's gay and who's not, she's basically trying to insult me by calling me gay, which in a way is really fucking homophobic and gay. Like at the same, it's everything right. All at once. Like, she's, like, trying to insult me by saying, yo, dude, what are you, fucking gay? But, like, if being gay is an insult, then you're fucking being really awful. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's a guy thing. It's right. I mean, some things are inherently guy things. Calling each other fags and homos is something that's in our DNA. It's just fucking, it's just whatever. But when chicks do it, it's like, no, it's because I have a lot of gay friends myself and whatever. And that's only half of that argument. The other half of it was, it's that thing of where you argue yourself into a corner with no point, and the person has 10 minutes past has conceded to your dumb point, and nobody's listening to you anymore, but you like just read something and you want to show something, you know, I learned this factoid and I've got to somehow sneak it into a conversation organically. This is what was happening, was all this stuff about me saying that dicks are gross and her saying that it's impossible to remove the sexuality from the dick and all this stuff, and I couldn't imagine seeing my dick or seeing a dick and not being attracted to it.
All right, slow down.
This, did you get all this?
But, well, yes. First up, let's let's make this more tangible for the non-person that wasn't there. But also, she was saying, you know, dicks are sexual even if...
In any context.
In any context.
Right.
And which that is, they are always sexual. They can't be gross or something.
Right.
Like, the fact that me and you are saying, dicks are gross. Even my own dick is gross. It's just a
right.
pile of fucking trash.
It's a tube of meat. Right. It hangs out on top of two balls.
It's just a disgusting hairy mess down there.
And in the heat of the moment, if you're a chick and you really want to get fucked and I got a rock hard boner, my dick's going to look pretty fucking good to you, right?
Sure.
Because you like dicks and you like fucking. No problem there. That's a completely valid argument. But the example I brought up was, okay, if all dicks are inherently fucking sexy, then I just said if your dad comes home from his dumb construction job with his big gray hairy elephant balls and he fucking whips his dick out, is that going to be something that turns you on? And instead of just saying, no, that's not what I'm talking about, or no, that you're right, that's not, instead of just conceding like, no, that I don't like that, it was, I don't know, it's never happened. I couldn't, I'm like, then the whole thing of like, oh, what did we learn in psychology class last semester? Fucking whip it on me. I don't think in hypothetical terms. Okay, now you're just being a dick, because I'm sitting in front of a fire with my friends talking about how gross dicks are. Obviously, everyone's having a laugh here, right? Everyone's laughing, and all you're trying to do is show that you actually are smart. We get it. You're fucking smart, and you're not really that hot, and go away.
Yes. So, to recap, stop calling everyone gay just because they make gay comments.
Right. Well, don't...
Well, and it's not... Go ahead.
Well, no, just don't make it academic. Don't make it like it's... Don't... You don't get to, like, Simon Cowell judge everybody's gayness. Like, don't be like, no, dude, I know you're gay. Like, no, nah, I'm really not. I have no problem with being called gay because I've been called gay a million times and it's fucking hilarious. But don't just go, you're gay. No, I'm really not. Yeah, no, I know gay guys. I've met gay guys before, and you're gay. What makes me gay? No, you don't like looking at your own dick. Who does? No, you're gay. Like, that's that thing where it's like, okay, now you're just, you saw something on the news, or you read something in a book, and fuck you.
Nearly every girl I've met admits that they have some kind of gaydar.
Sure.
Like, everybody's gay to them.
And that just taps into another social thing where girls really think that they're in tune with other people's feelings. How many times have you gotten...
Or they go for, like, obvious things like, oh, my God, when I was in high school, that guy talked with a lisp and was right. in the theater. Like, I knew he was gay before he did.
Yeah.
Well, no shit. Everybody fucking... Yeah. That's what gay people do. If you if he's gay, then that's cool. And if not, he's just a really effeminate guy.
Well, and
big damn deal.
Like, there's social roles, and we all know that, like, guys are strong and girls are emotional. So girls think they have, like, a monopoly on who gets to be categorized as what. Like, if I was, like, if I met one of your friends and I was like, dude, that dude's fucking gay. Like, he's fucking dumb and whatever. Like, that would just be like, yeah, he doesn't like him. But if a girl was like, Pete, that guy's gay, I'd be like, why do you think that? I just know because I'm really, like, in tune. It's like, that's the dumbest fucking thing ever that you think that you would know a gay guy before I knew a gay guy. But what it comes down to is,
or
like...
that you would even care.
Well, you ever gotten into an argument with your girlfriend where she says something like, I don't care what you say, I know I'm right. Or, like, I know, like, if she's like, what's wrong? And you're like, nothing is wrong. Like, and nothing is wrong. And she's just like, no, I know something's wrong. And, like, I've heard that before a million times. I just know. I know that I'm right. And, like, in your head, you're like, you're absolutely not right. Like, you're totally wrong. Like, and that's that thing is where a girl's like, no. No, he might not know he's gay, but he's gay. Like, and you're like, well,
right.
Where'd you come up with that? You ever seen him suck a dick before? No, then shut the fuck up. It's just a weird, it's like,
well,
a...
Plus, I would argue that, I don't know, I would assume that if you're gay, maybe you just haven't come out of the closet, but you know goddamn well that you like penis.
Sure. Especially at 30, right?
Exactly. You know,
dude,
that's the thing about being 30.
Yeah.
You know when you're gay or not.
You know if you're gay or not.
Yeah.
I think it's,
well, it's just hilarious to hear that, to be like friends with you and to know that when you say fag or homo or whatever, that you're just using words and you're the most, you're probably the most pro-homosexual person I know.
Sure, I absolutely agree with that.
If you've listened to the podcast,
dude, that's
before,
fucking
you've
heard gay.
Your really long rant about how you hate homophobes.
I really do. It's one of my biggest things, and that's why that's like a closeted homophobe thing. And I'm not trying to take the other side of the fence, but when your only like knee-jerk response to somebody either showing any sort of I don't want to say like emotion, but if I was like, dude, you know, like. if I said anything that was in some way considered less than misogynistic or like manly, I was like, what? Like, what are you, was it, what, were you a fag? Like, and that what you're saying is like being a fag is gay, and gay is bad, and is that what you are, is bad? And like, and that's why it's just like, when you're like accusing me of being a fucking homosexual, like, you're insulting homosexuals. And like I said, that's so hypocritical, because on this show you've heard every racial and fucking religious slur you can possibly think of. But you know what? I urge you to listen back to any of it and see if there's any hatred in any of it. It's all fucking funny to make each other laugh. And you can, if you can't tell the difference, then you are fucking dumb. Maybe you're gay. No, I just think there's like, when girls argue with guys, guys' thing is to call them fat. When guys argue with girls, girls' thing is to call them gay. It's like the social fucking hierarchy is just like, so skewed. You're fucking gay. Yeah, you're a fucking cunt. Leave me alone. I love that conversation ended with, all right, listen, if you are willing to admit that you're attracted to your dad's old dirty dick just to win this argument, then fine, you win. I do not care. Well, all I'm saying, I don't care what you're saying. Just shut up. I'm going inside.
At this point, I was already inside laying in the bed.
Wait, hey, whoa.
Whoa, there's another blowjob.
That chick's eating that guy's pussy out.
Oh, that guy looks like fucking Joey from Friends. Did he just come?
He might be in the process. What are you, gay? So, girls, just be fucking tight-lipped with the gay thing, because it's fucking annoying, and all you do is make guys realize that girls are fucking uneducated and boring.
So, in the new tradition of taking care of bullshit, how do we take care of this bullshit?
Don't talk to any girl who's ever gone to college.
Yeah, or how about we just ban girls from college?
Sure. Remember School Ties, starring Brendan Fraser? That was an all-boys school. Things seemed to go okay there.
Yeah. Yes.
There was no cunty arguments about who's gay and who's not.
It was actually all about hypothetical situation for what life would be like if girls didn't go to school.
It's almost directly mirrors what we're talking about.
Right. So, in conclusion, fuck everybody that goes to school or doesn't go to school or that is any kind of race or culture. Mm-hmm. Just fuck everybody.
Everybody can fuck off, and don't ruin people's parties. Everyone hates it when you do that. Unless you have a friend.
Everyone
unless
hates
you
when you ruin everybody else's 30-year birthday party.
Unless you bring along a kind of cute friend whose boob keeps falling out. That part's okay.
If anything was going to make up for what was going on, it would have been me seeing that, which I didn't. Apparently, I was the only one that did. How about we play a song?
I think so. Can we play a song called Kill That Fucking Girl that we were just talking about hypothetically that nobody knows?
We can play a song called New Dead Pretty by some kind of band called Mock Fox, I believe.
You're an asshole.
Oh, this is the Toxic Chicken remix also.
You're an asshole.
Haven't I told you? Haven't I told you? Was a dream. After I woke, I still heard you scream.
And we're back.
Twin Cities Tank.
It's the Twin Cities Tank program hour. Thursday. Go to TwinCitiesTank.com or
NCPenceGangsters.com
and look us up.
Yeah.
All I could think about while we were going on that like 20-minute rant about how not gay we are is just about how everybody's going to go, well, they just spent 20 minutes talking about how not gay they are.
That's fucking gay. What are these guys talking about? I don't know. They're fucking gay. It's impossible. You'll never escape it. You're fucking gay. Let's just be gay from now on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of gay.
Let's be gay together.
What about countdown shows? Those are gay, aren't they?
Oh, countdown shows. Here's my thing. It's like, I love countdown. Like, I hate sports on the overall, but I love countdown shows. So I'll always end up watching, like, these 50 greatest football catches, even though I don't give a fuck about football or catching a football. Just be like, no, let's see what number 14 on the old football list is. And it's the fact that I don't care about it that makes it awesome. But when they do these, like, music
ones...
It's
fun to make fun of.
It is. Oh, it's just fun to sit here and, like, aggressively hate something like that.
Sure.
Speaking of aggressively hating something, that guy is ripping that chick's twat in half. No, when it's something like football or, like, donkey basketball, I'm just like, yeah, I can sit and watch these fuckers count this down and not be emotionally invested. But when it's something like the VH1 is doing the 100 greatest artists of all time. Oh, God, it's so important. Artists. Kiss is an artist, apparently. But they sit and they rack up this shit and they get these talking heads on the show of people that absolutely have no business giving any insight on not only music but artistry. And it's mind-numbing. Oh, did you know that according to VH1, let's see, the aforementioned Kiss, Rage Against the Machine, I think Beyonce, these are all better artists than Depeche Mode. Now, I'm not going to sit here and get into what's good and what's bad, but if we're talking like...
You know, it's all subjective, Brent.
It is, but that's...
It's subjective.
Okay, it's subjective to a point, but when you start including Kiss in a conversation about art, you're a fucking homo. You're gay for doing that. No, but this show is fucking like these people just spouting off hyperbole about shit that fucking like... ABBA. Oh, what could I say about ABBA that's going to make me sound fucking intelligent? Here's what you can say about ABBA. Nothing. They suck. But they have like 10 or 12 like little testimonials from people semi-peripherally involved in the music business being like, dude, you say what you want, man, but ABBA, like, some of the best songs in, like, the history. Like, fucking, that's unnecessary.
I just like how it just seems like they just go for the quote. Or whatever you call that.
Give me a clip that you can put on a book cover.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, they're one of the most influential bands of all time. Wow.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Oh, you know, Buffalo Springfield. Yeah.
Insert that into any fucking, like, give me some fucking insight.
Well, here's the thing. And this is, like, again, it is completely subjective. And I realize that VH1's not going to be like, put Blind Lemon Jefferson and fucking Townes Van Zandt on a list of shit because nobody knows who the fuck that is. But, I mean, if we're talking artists, like, don't put fucking Alicia Keys on the 100 greatest artists of all time because you're really, that you're setting the integrity bar super low. But if you are going to do that...
She's a good piano player.
Yeah, that's what you should say. Like, if you're fucking, like, I don't know, Ben Folds or some asshole be like, yeah, I heard a couple of her songs one time. She's a good piano player. But then you get people just being like, oh... Alicia Keys, she's everything. She's, without question, the most influential female artist of March of 2001. You're like, what? You didn't need to say that. Like, I don't... They'd just be like, yeah, I dig some of her tunes, so I don't give a shit. But every single 100 greatest art, whatever they fucking shows, there's somebody that goes, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You have no idea what that person means to me. You have no idea what Faster Pussycat means to me. Like, what? That's fucking dumb. So, and then the other thing is the age barrier of some of that shit is it exposes people for being the biggest fucking, dare I say, posers. But, like, there's people on the show that I know aren't 20 years old, and they're talking about, like, the Ramones. Yeah, they started it all, man. They started it all. I was there, bitch. Like, what? You living in your dad's balls for fucking 20 years after that. So, like... You get people that either talk way too much about shit or people that talk way too much shit about stuff they don't know. It's just the weirdest fucking show. But, of course, far be it from me to tell VH1 how to run their shitty channel. Hi.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna do a countdown show like that, like this, the end is already given away. Like, do you think that I don't know what people think the five greatest artists of all time is? Like, when they did that, like, 100 greatest artists of heavy metal. Do you think I don't know that fucking you're going to put Led Zeppelin on there on number one because you have to? Do you think I don't fucking, like, 100? Like, it should be, like, top five chicks that didn't know you wanted to fuck them. And you're like, well, I guess I would stick around for that. They're like, 100 greatest artists, yeah. Well, where does Michael Jackson and the Beatles rank? Oh, one and two? Great. What's next? Cheers? Fuck it. It's just a weird idea for a show.
But wait, Cheers is on next?
Yeah, VH1. They picked it up.
Oh, sweet.
That's in syndication now.
I like Norm. Flavin' Style.
Can I tell you something that happened to me today?
Yes.
Do you have like 5 minutes for me?
Yeah.
Do you know how I'm really poop shy? And I think everybody that listens to the show knows that I'm really poop shy.
Mm-hmm.
I ate something today, and it was like... I was either going to have to take a shit or call an ambulance. It was like no middle ground. And
what'd you eat?
Honestly, I just had like a fucking salad. That's fucking gay, dude. Are you gay? I had like a salad or something. I don't know. Something happened to me. I've been eating a lot of easy cheese this week. I don't know.
Out of the can?
Yep. I don't know if that's going to do it for me. anyway, so my guts are rotting out my ass, and I have to shit it, or else I'm going to have to fucking call poison control.
I kind of feel like if you died and they did an autopsy on you, right, you'd just find like cobwebs and like...
And shit, and beer bottle caps and stuff.
Did you say beer bottles?
Oh, the caps that they put on the beer bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like no, a shoe would be in there. It would look like the bottom of a lake.
a really shitty lake. But anyway, I go in the shit, and there's this bathroom that's kind of off in, on a wing of the building that nobody goes in. So I go down there to shit, and it's bad. Like, it's obviously bad, and it hurts, and it's just everything about it sucks. And I really just want to get out of there, but I have to wait it out. So in the waiting out process, like, two dudes come in to pee, and then two more dudes come in to fucking sit and talk shit about how much they hate their job. And it was just, it was escalating to the point where, like, I start getting, like, panicky and, like, where I'm just going to be stuck in that bathroom forever. And then, everybody kind of leaves. But one guy comes into shit. And he's, I mean, there's 2 inches of aluminum separating us. We're, like, almost shoulder to shoulder, and we're both pooping, which for me is, like, my nightmare. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, whatever. So this guy just sits down, no qualms, just starts shitting really loud. And so I just like, fuck it, you know what, I gotta go. So I wipe my ass, and so I'm like, well, this is as good a time as any, because if anybody comes in now and it stinks, I'll just think it's this fucker's fault and it's not me. And I think that's where half the fear lies from. People are gonna think I'm stinky. So I'm wiping my ass, I flush the toilet, and I have a BlackBerry sitting on the roll or like the toilet paper dispenser. So everything's ready to go. Game over. I'm out of the woods. No one's going to see me. And I put my BlackBerry on the thing, and I was just about to pick it up, and I just like got fucking fat hands, and I knocked it off of the thing. The thing falls on the floor and goes into the stall next to me. Like, bounces once, falls into the stall. And I was like, wow. Like, this is... I got to be on like scare tactics or something right now. So then I start. I was questioning whether to be like, hey, can you kick that over here real quick? But instead I just, I'm sure this is sexual harassment on some level, but I just reached into the guy's stall and grabbed my phone and ran out of there. And then I started thinking of all of like, every time that somebody's doing really something really shitty in the bathroom, I always look at their shoes and then try and match them up later and be like, that's the shit demon from the bathroom. Ugh. And so I was thinking like, how often would be that if the guy was like took a quick visual inventory of my phone. Like, later on in the day, I'm, like, talking to somebody. I'm like, yeah, hey, mom, hey, do you get some more Pringles? And then some guy sees my phone, and I'm just like, yeah, that's the guy that reached into my stall. I was taking a shit, and he just reached into where I was fucking shitting. It was basically worst nightmare part two of my shitting in public experiences.
That's crazy.
Thanks.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Crazy. Love.
I had a thought today, too.
Oh, good.
I was going through the Burger King drive-thru with this guy I work with. The lady that was giving us our food was kind of attractive. And I always feel bad when older, attractive ladies work at fast food places.
Yep.
I don't know why. I just, you know...
Well, because, you know, their husband left them, and, like, they can't afford shit, and that was, like, the last resort, and...
or something. You look at them, and you're like, come on. You can do better than this. You're good looking. You could at least apply for a different job.
God, could you at least fucking try?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know goddamn well, just based solely on your looks, that you could, you know, apply somewhere and probably get hired.
I always do this thing
by
where...
some fucking pig of a boss. It would be awesome.
He'll pork
for you.
He'll pork you for drug money. The thing that I always do is when I go through and there's like a semi-attractive girl in the fast food window, I always get like really self-conscious. Like, she's like, oh, another fat fuck coming to my window. But then I realize, like, wait a minute, you work at fucking Arby's. Like, who am I to be self? Fuck you, I have a car. I drove here. You took the bus. And I just really get... It's always just like a class system when you're going to the drive-thru.
Yeah, or it's like that reverse thing where it's like... You know, if in some parallel universe you were, like, dating this girl, you're like, yeah, here's my hot girlfriend. She works at Burger King.
Yeah. My girlfriend in high school.
It's cool, though, because she's, like, the manager.
She's really smart, you guys. My girlfriend in high school worked at Pizza Hut for 2 years. Like,
well,
it was, like,
that was high school.
Yeah.
It's not like your upper 20s where you're like.
Yeah, but I was, like, she was, like. The, you know, her specialty was making the little personal pan pizzas, and she hands them off to the stoner kid who delivers them to your house. Like, yeah, you know, I was like a floor manager at Kinko's. I was fucking making dough. It was great. But it was like, hey, well, where do you work? Like, Pizza Hut. Like, here's the interpretation of that. If you're over, you know, if you're like, if my grandma asks you that, where do you work? Pizza Hut. Oh, so you're a fucking loser forever. You can't ever work at Pizza Hut and not be a loser. Do you want to go to a song? I feel like my cat's going to tear open this bag of marshmallows and we're going to be in trouble.
Here's Goodnight Moon.
Run for the dough. Run for the dough. Run for the dough. Run for the
Bridge, it's burning. One last time, my fair lady. Though it'd be hard to consider you fair for the things that you do. I'd say I hope you're happy. But instead, perhaps, it's time for you to get...
Oh,
was Goodnight Moon featuring some people I used to be in a band with, John Athman and Drew Denio. The
song's called Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax. We used to be in Summer Execution together. Some of you might know John Athman.
And Mercy Zone.
I don't know. Yeah, we were in Mercy Zone. The first one, the less popular first one.
Mercy Zone.
We were more popular for Summer Execution.
All right, don't get fucking, don't get all gay on me.
Yeah, if you like it. I don't know if they have a website, but you can go to myspace.com/ASE for a Summer Execution. Listen to some songs. There's a link on there to download all the songs you want to listen to.
Put them in your car, drive to work.
Yeah, you can do all those things.
And drive to the store.
If you have the capability of listening to MP3s in your car and you like that music, you've come to the right fucking place.
Yeah, good job, fuckers.
Brent.
Yep.
Do you have some week late news for us?
I do!
Week late news. You motherfucker. The cat's being a fucking retard.
She knocked down your Triscuits or Bisquick. She knocked down your Bisquick.
Is it leaking?
No.
Okay. Britney Spears got sued by her bodyguard for sexual harassment.
Oh.
Which caused him emotional distress. This guy who obviously is the awesomest of the awesome litigious weirdo assholes in this country. It's a very common theme, people suing celebrities for fucked up shit. Do you know that Vince Neil got fake sued a couple of years ago?
I heard that.
And the evidence, apparently Vince Neil got charged with some suit where he beat some chick up in an elevator. And then
the story I read said he grabbed her arms.
Yeah. And then banged. Awesome. Apparently, he banged her against the wall.
Oh.
And then kicked her out of the elevator, which you can't really do. Like,
sure you can.
Not if it's moving.
Well, you push the next floor and you go.
You think Vince Neil pushes his own?
Get out of my elevator!
But they were like, oh yeah, there's these things called video cameras, and they looked at the surveillance tape, and Vince Neil's like just hanging out, his hands in his pockets.
Well, that's the movie pull. Was the camera inside the elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely nothing happened. So this chick is...
Well, what happened with the Britney Spears thing?
Well, some guy who apparently was a bodyguard for her, like, for the last... Maybe sometime this year, he said some shit. If you were going to fuck with Britney Spears, what angle would you take if you wanted to get some money out of Britney Spears? Like, I got to sue Britney Spears. Wouldn't you say, like, you know, she made me... fucking sell her kids on eBay. I don't know. Whatever the fuck kind of shit Britney Spears does. But this guy claims that Britney Spears tried over and over to fuck him. And he just was... It was so grossed out by it. So basically, let me get you a quote here. One portion of the suit details that Britney Spears was wearing a white lace see-through dress. She walked over close to this fucking guy, intentionally dropped her cigarette lighter on the floor, bent over to retrieve it, thereby exposing her pussy, and that caused this guy shock and disgust. I've seen Britney Spears' pussy. It is not shocking or disgusting. But I think that, like... Anyway, this is obviously... It's a big fucking... Then there's a thing where she fucked in her hotel room with her kids in the room with her, and this apparently caused him so much emotional damage.
Wait. She fucked someone with her kids in the room?
She fucked her boyfriend, and her kids were in the room.
And he was there?
Is that illegal? I don't know. Is there a law against that?
I don't know.
Oh, and the best one was where he claims that she fucking, like... force-fed them crab meat, and they both have seafood allergies until they puked.
She force-fed the kids?
Yeah, and then she wouldn't take them. Yeah, and then she wouldn't take them to the hospital. Whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's just it's a bunch of total fucking backwoods shit. Like
this guy sounds like a loony barrel.
Yeah. But, well, here's the if I'm suing Britney Spears, here's the one the one that gets crossed off the list first was, she tried to get me to fuck her and it was so gross. I need money. Like Britney Spears was her pussy. I need money because of her pussy. Like what?
You could at least go like, she came up to me and she was like, hey, why don't you dress a little more sexy around the office?
Yeah,
let me pull one of those out.
Maybe you'll get to be head bodyguard by Halloween, or like, you know, do the. I mean, what can I say? She's attractive, and I went to eat her pussy, and there was bears in there. Yeah, you'd probably get some money out of that. I don't know. But don't just be like,
Britney Spears, this like 25-year-old hot chick, who's like really fucking hot and like an international sex symbol. She tried to fuck me, one of her 8 bodyguards, and it was so gross. How much money do you think that's worth?
None, because you're a fucking loser. So yeah, Britney Spears is gonna be fine. My baby, don't fuck with Britney. Leave Britney alone.
Don't force feed crab meat to anybody.
Don't force feed Britney your cock. Or don't let her force feed you her berry vagina. Next story. You know who Tony Blair is?
Yes.
Tony Blair was Prime Minister of Egypt, England for a while.
Yes.
This is awesome. This is one of those things where, you know, and remember like when you were a kid and somebody would be like, dude, this one time, like my neighbor's friend's cousin, yeah, went on this vacation and they somebody stole their camera and then they sent them the film and it was them eat like putting their toothbrush in their butt. And you're like, no, that's happened in every school. Like, no, it really happened to them. Like, this was Tony Blair is being sued for like plagiarizing something about his life that didn't actually happen. Let me clarify this. There was a movie that came out called The Queen, starring what's that chick's name?
Steve Earle.
That's not her name. Helen Mirren. And in this movie, Helen Mirren, this guy that wrote the movie, just made up a bunch of shit, like just for screenwriting sake, right? And he made up this line where Queen Elizabeth went up to the guy that was playing Tony Blair and said, "You're my 10th Prime Minister, Mr. Blair. My first was Winston Churchill," right? Which is a line that he wrote. He pulled out of his ass and wrote it for the movie. Never happened. And Tony Blair, in his book, in his memoirs, came out and said that Queen Elizabeth once said, "You were my 10th Prime Minister. The first was Winston Churchill." So, like, this guy plagiarized something about him, his fucking fake
movie.
So that'd be like if Pauly Shore, like, watched Encino Man and he was like, "This one time I met a caveman." Like, that never happened, Pauly. That was a movie. Remember, it was a movie. It was you and Brendan Fraser. "No, I know it, but it happened to me, too." It's like there's like really no way to just be like, oh, then Tony Blair claims he's never seen the movie. So he swipes dialogue word for word from a movie about something that never happened, but he's never seen the movie. So, I don't know. Believe what you want, but my chances are that Tony Blair doesn't know shit about his life, and he's like digging for the fucking movies to just find out shit that happened to him. What did I wear yesterday? I don't know. Check the papers, faggot. Probably shouldn't have said that after that whole little faggot rant we went on earlier.
It's all subjective, Brent.
Goddamn right it is, you big gay baby. Want to do our death stuff? Get that out of the way?
Sure.
Singer from LFO died. Remember LFO?
Yes, I do.
I think we ended one of our shows with an LFO song.
We did, Summer Girls. Yeah. Their one song. We played all of their song.
We played their whole entire discography on this show in 20 seconds. That guy died. I don't know anything about him. I just know he had cancer. I'm sure he was a good guy. I just think that
he must have died young, because he was like a heartthrob 10 years ago or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think that song came out in like 99.
He was
right?
Probably 30.
He was 35.
Oh, he's 35.
So this one, I don't think.
So I only got 5 more years, so I got to start worrying about cancer.
I would start now, to be honest with you. Cancer does not discriminate. It wants your dick, no matter how old you are. Robert Schimmel then died, too.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because one of my first comedy records I bought was a Robert Schimmel album. And which is funny, because I had a Robert Schimmel moment this summer. Robert Schimmel was a comedian, by the way. I'm going to say his name again for the 50th time. He was the quintessential club comedian. Really basically really good craftsman, good fucking honest dude. Went through a shitload of shit in his life. He had cancer. He had a heart attack. His son had cancer. Basically died in a car accident last week, which fucking blows. But he has a joke on one of his specials from like the 80s about how do blind people know when they're done wiping their ass. And this summer I was coming back on a road trip and I had to shit, and I had to shit in a Biffy at a truck stop, and there was no light in it, and it really is quite the quandary. Well, wiping your butt in the dark, that is, not shitting.
Not to deconstruct.
Go ahead.
But don't you normally just not see your asshole when you're wiping your ass?
No, but I can look at the paper.
Actually look at the paper.
Really? How do you know when you're done then?
Because it feels clean. It
feels empty? Don't you ever get like a fucking ghost one that hides from the paper and then sneaks out?
Well, see, I can feel it on the other side of the toilet paper with my fingers. Like, for example, today I took a shit at work, and I couldn't feel my asshole from the asshole, but then as soon as I put my fingers down there, I was like, whoa.
Down? Or up?
Down, yeah, whatever.
Down your asshole's throat?
I put my fingers on my asshole using a piece of toilet paper, and I was like, wow, that is extra squishy down there. I didn't realize there was so much poop on there.
Uh-huh.
And so I wiped about 6 or 7 more times.
Sometimes it's not just a touch thing, though. Do you ever have, like, the Battle of Everwipe where you can literally wipe for, I don't know, 20, and it's the same every time?
I usually just overcompensate every time.
And then, but sometimes it just won't leave. It's like slicing a salami. You're basically just slicing off a piece of the turd every time.
I don't know what your ass wipe technique is, but I think I got it down.
No, I feel like I do too, but I just think that sometimes...
Just push real hard. Make it fucking sting your ass.
Everything stings my ass.
Until you can't make it stings no more.
No, there's just different levels of wiping that are... There's some shits where, you know, when the shit comes out, you know that you're going to be wiping for a while.
Mm.
And some of them are like no wipers, clean wipers. Some of them are, you know, just basic ones.
Uh-huh.
What if you're a blind person and you have one of those ones where as soon as you leave the bathroom, you're like, wow, I should have wiped more.
Yeah.
And you just go back or what?
You can't
be walking in. Well, I've done it before, but I've done it under the guise of taking a piss. Like I go in the stall and take a piss, and then as I'm finishing up, I'll wipe my ass, which I think is even weirder.
I just sit down again.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you love shitting.
Well, I just don't care. If somebody sees me go in the bathroom, turn right the fuck around, go back in.
Sure.
And sit down again.
They just think you're sick.
I don't know what they think, to be honest. I don't really... That never really enters my mind.
Some people have phobias, which I can understand, and I don't know why. I've just been scared of shitting around people. I don't know why. But,
How are you at shitting in the woods?
Good.
Yeah.
Because there's no people there.
Well, yeah, there's some people there.
If it's far enough away.
Especially if it's like one of those camping type situations. Like me and you have gone camping before, and they had the little just sitter in the woods with no doors
but
around it.
You guys were all asleep, and it was just...
You just waited till we went to sleep?
No, I just got up early and shit. But like it's not... I understand it shouldn't be as big a deal as it is, but it just is to me.
Come on, Brent.
Fuck
Maybe
you.
When you're 30, you'll get this all together.
Do you ever, like, in the summers, or, like, you'll take a shit and go do something, mow the yard or something, and then you build up, like, this fucking, like, viscous, like, motor oil in your ass, but, like, it's not, you don't have to poop or anything, but you go and then you, like, take a piss and then wipe your ass, and you realize if anybody saw you take a piss and then wipe your ass, you'd be like, that... I think he's doing it wrong. Like, maybe that's why he's having so many problems.
It came out the other side.
Did you get piss in your ass? Did you pee so hard out of your dick that poop came out? Like,
I guess I don't really think about that. Or I just take a shower.
That's a good one. Anyway, R.I.P. Robert Schimmel. Good guy. Look up his stuff on YouTube or whatever the fuck it is you kids are into. Everybody heard about the... burning the Quran thing. Was that, did they do it today? Do you know?
The last thing I saw before I came over here was that he decided not to do it.
Mm.
I didn't read the entire article, but that was the headline.
Westboro Baptist Church, our favorites, everyone's favorite.
Fred Phelps. These are the God Hates Fags guys.
Right. And everybody with any sort of sense about them or any rational, tolerant person obviously goes, well, these people are evil. But, like, they're evil in the way that Mr. Burns is evil. Like, it's so cartoony that it's not... Like, they're just obviously trying to... this is a fucking press release. So if you're scared of somebody who talks like this, this is the fucking press release. This is their official fucking press release. And I should have it in front of me, and here we go. Westboro Baptist Church burned the Quran once. And if you sissy brats of doomed America bully Terry Jones and the Dove World Outreach Center until they change their plans to burn that blasphemous tripe called the Quran, then the Westboro Baptist Church will burn it again to clearly show you some things. You're obviously dealing with Hicks, who just found out about the internet, and it's fucking hilarious. But their whole thing is, if us as a country doesn't stop being so tolerant of gays, they're going to burn the Quran. Oh.
Wait, this was gay related?
It's always gay related with these fucking loony fucking things. He's
they were on the gay thing, but I thought this was just strictly a fucking insane right wing. Like, don't put the fucking don't let the
it's
Muslims
all,
anywhere near 9/11.
It's all tied
territory.
Together. And that's the thing is, I'm totally torn because I'm totally for being tolerant of homosexuals, and I'm also totally for burning the Quran,
right.
Which I'm also for burning the Torah and the Bible and any fucking thing that spouts evil shit like that.
I'm right there with you. Burning the Bible to me would be the same as burning fucking Star magazine
or a Star Wars DVD.
I guess Star magazine probably. I don't know which one disgusts me more. I don't know.
Us Weekly's pretty shitty. Burn that shit too. Here's the thing. This is why this story makes me mad. Is this fucking the whole thing is making me kind of agree with Fred fucking Phelps.
Yeah.
I don't think that. Look, I don't give a fuck if you're offended by somebody burning a Quran. Why?
There's plenty of copies of the Quran.
We're not going to run out. Like they fucking burned Beatles records back in the 60s, and they're everywhere. You're not going to fucking run out of the Quran.
Right.
And if you so give that much of a shit about the Quran and you don't know what's in it by now, chances are you're not going to pick it up later and be like, Muhammad did what now? Just fucking, who cares? It's if you give this any credence that these fucking yahoos down in butt fuck Kansas are burning Bibles, like your Korans, all you're doing is just supporting that somehow they have any pull over you. Let them burn the fucking Koran. Let them fucking protest the goddamn World Trade Center fucking mosques. Who cares? It's all dumb. It's all lumped in together, and you're all dumb if you believe it. Wow, that took a left turn there at the end. No, burn the fucking Koran.
Basically,
burn everything. Burn the flag. Burn anything. It's just fire. We've had fire for fucking thousands of years. It's not scary.
If I was cold, I would burn the Koran. Warm.
If I was cold, I would burn you. Sorry.
God damn it.
And our last awesome and our fucking racially themed news. Do you like Morrissey?
I do.
Okay. I kind of like Morrissey. That's my story. No. I don't feel any sort of passion towards either one side of the Morrissey fence.
Maybe once you're 30, you'll start to like Morrissey a little bit more.
You like what are you fucking gay? You like Morrissey? But this story, the headline is way more awesome than the actual story. But Morrissey, who has a history of awesome racism. Just
really?
Oh, God, yeah.
I knew he had a history of talking about fat girls in his song.
Sure. But he also just kind of unabashedly doesn't like other races. If not unprovoked, but he is a huge animal rights activist. And going off of the most classic, unsubstantiated stereotype ever that Chinese people eat dogs and cats. He has gone out of his way to, in an interview, call the Chinese a subspecies. The Chinese, there's like billions of them. Billions of Chinese people.
For eating dogs, or is there any...
He thinks that they just skin them alive and eat them and trade them and fight them and stuff. Which maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I'm guessing that not... Every Chinese person alive fucking has like a little dog fight club, and then they eat a cat for breakfast.
I think I just like anybody who's just a fucking whack job.
I love
Morrissey it. Morrissey is definitely a whack job. I mean, that following a fucking Fred Phelps fucking story where I just like hate on Fred Phelps.
After Fred Phelps, fucking Morrissey looks like just like a little kid playing in the dirt. Chinese people are gross. Well, whatever. But that goes back to the thing we were saying before. Is like, or I guess I was saying before. If you're going to fucking hate something, just hate it. Like, don't be wishy-washy about it. Don't be a fucking, like, I never said that, or what I meant to say was. And that's kind of why this is cool, because he calls these people a subspecies, and then people are like, you absolutely can't say that. Like, you can't say that at all. And he's like, oh, well, here's what happened, is I totally did say that, and I actually mean the fuck out of it. So Morrissey basically doesn't like Chinese people because of the way they treat animals. What I say to Morrissey is, try the American Chinese people. They're really cool.
Yeah, they don't put little baby kitties in bottles.
It's like, if you know
things.
If you
what
want
are those
good
things called? You
like
know what I'm
ships in a bottle?
Well, it's like a ship in a bottle. Have you ever seen these? They take cats, like baby kittens.
Sure.
And then they put them into a bottle.
How do they get them in the bottle?
Because they're like just born.
Okay.
Like they'll fit.
And then they let them grow in the bottle?
Yeah. And then they'll feed them through like an eyedropper or something.
Oh my. So it's like.
And let them live until they grow to the size of the bottle where they just can't fucking live anymore. And then they just die. And then they put a cap on the bottle and sell it.
What the fuck are you is that for real?
Yes.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
The Chinese are a subspecies.
Yes.
Holy shit.
These are the kinds of things that they do for fun over there.
So they put little tiny cats in a bottle and feed them with a little tube?
Yeah, like those eyedropper or like, yeah.
Like those Chilean miners. They're just like sending fucking aspirin down a straw to them.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
They let them live and grow. Right. China, from what I've heard of it, my girlfriend went there and then described it to me, so I know everything about China, is like going to another fucking planet on Earth.
I don't disagree.
Like, just the culture from here to there is just mind-bogglingly different.
Do you think that has to do with the population or just the upright, like just the stiffness of the people?
Right. It's kind of the mentality mixed with the population. Like, you just walk around, it's just hot as shit, everything smells like trash. And, like, if you have a kid and you're walking down the street...
He will get fucked or stolen.
No, he has to take a piss or a shit. He'll just, like, drop trowel right in the middle of the sidewalk and fucking...
So
take
it's,
a shit in the
so
middle
it's
of the
like,
sidewalk.
It's like Woodstock, but always.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. But at least I would think that if you're at Woodstock, you'd go like, let's just start a shit pile behind this tree over here where
hey,
people
everybody.
Aren't walking.
Everybody, we're shitting over here now. just over, no, just no, over here now.
Yeah. There's the walking path is over there. The shit pile is over here. That's where you get your bongs.
No, wait. Okay, you can pee over there, but you got to shit over here. No. Just
over here. We collectively as a group have decided that we don't want to step in each other's shit. Well, apparently that mentality does not exist in China.
Well, I hear their bus stations are something to behold.
Yeah. This is, I don't know if you want me to explain the story, but
as long as we're on the topic of Chinese and
sure.
shit, and them being a subspecies, I say go for it.
My girlfriend, took a long bus ride from one city to another. I don't know, just some funny sounding
Chinese. She went from Ching Chong over to Bing Bong.
Chinese names. And as she had the misfortune of sitting next to the garbage can on the bus.
Which unfortunately was a little kid. Just with his mouth open.
Right. People over there, kids are garbage cans. she was sitting next to a garbage can, and as people were getting motion sickness on this bus, they would just come up next to her and vomit into this garbage can.
Who gets motion sickness on a bus?
Many Chinese people do, apparently.
I did not know how to travel on a bus.
I don't know. It's probably just hot and smells like trash.
Probably because they ride snakes and dragons to school when they're kids.
Right. And then, kids were walking up to this trash can and taking a piss in it, and it was just, like, leaking out all over to the floor. And she got to the bus station, and as soon as she got out of the bus, there was just, like, bags of barf everywhere, and just people barfing. Like, everybody, it just sounded like that fucking scene from Stand By Me, according to her. Like, just everybody puking everywhere and peeing on everything.
Good God.
And just everything stinks.
Hence the term Chinese bus station drunk.
Right.
That's when you don't care where your puke or your poop goes.
Right. No, you're so drunk that you don't care about puking or pooping anywhere. That's a term you coined.
It's
true. After I explained that story to you for the first time.
Anyway, I've completely changed my stance on the story, and Morrissey is exactly right.
Yeah.
Hail
so,
Morrissey.
Fred Phelps. Morrissey gets a thumbs up.
Britney Spears is...
And God always gets a thumbs down.
And if Britney Spears is actually looking to fuck her bodyguards, I'll give me an application. I just want to fuck Britney Spears. Is that so wrong?
That's kind of an old premise, Brent. I mean,
no,
Jesus
what?
Christ, let's get over the want to fuck
no,
Britney
no.
Spears thing.
No. It's back to
this is America.
It's cyclical.
It's subjective.
For a while, she was a gross, fat, bald chick. Everybody was like, she's a bleep bleep. And then I'm like, I'd totally still fuck Britney Spears.
Okay,
but she's I don't know. She's crazy hot.
Would you fuck her in the C-section scar?
Here's what I would do. I would fuck her up the vagina, put my dick out the C-section scar, and I would make her rub the little head of it.
Wow.
Until I fucking came in
that
her
would,
big
I would,
bald head.
I would pay to see that.
Well, keep your fucking eyes peeled because I might be in the bodyguard business now.
All right, what do you say we get out of here?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I don't know why I adopted
thanks,
a...
Thanks, Brent, for,
hey.
for being on our show. Thanks to your cat for knocking over your pancake mix.
You're welcome, 30-year-old Pete.
Yeah, and go to the internet for all your needs in the life. And,
if you don't got the internet, I strongly recommend getting it.
Yeah, it's a really good place to go.
Try it out. Try it out, fuckers. Changing it up this week.
Okay.
You're dead to me, China.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
NCPenseGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.